This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I don't know about you, but the guy joining me has been a part of the soundtrack to my life from the early years, from his era back when he was a member of the Cash Time fam to now, and he has always delivered hits on hits on hits. His name is Tumelo Dibakwane, but you know him well as AB Crazy, joining me for this conversation right now. AB, how are you?
No, I'm great. Thanks, and you?
I'm doing great, thanks, man. You know, one thing that always interests me is how artists come up with their names. Like, we look at you now, there's Tumelo, yeah, and then we go to AB Crazy. How did the name come about? What does AB Crazy mean?
It really means nothing. It was just a name. I think when I was younger, I did a jingle. I called it It's Crazy when I was younger, because my brother KP had like a group, so they used to go to this radio station and like record songs, and he was also part of the stuff. So he took me one day, and then I think it was around the time when Bow Wow was hot, so being young and being able to rap or sing at that time was a thing. So I did a jingle called It's Crazy, you know. And also, I think because my second name is Abraham, so I think it also comes from there.
So Abraham is crazy.
Yeah. Yes. So that's my second name. So I decided to, because I didn't really want to go with like Tumelo. So I was like, it's not a cool name.
Yeah.
You know, for hip hop. So I was like, okay, cool. But like Abraham is like, it makes me sound old. But I was like, no, but I can actually just do like AB. And then, yeah, and then based on the jingle I did, the crazy part came in. I was like, yeah, so just do AB Crazy. And then it started there. Yeah,
yeah, no, I think maybe now it's time to look back and revisit the Abraham, because I see your music going in a gospel-y kind of direction. So maybe it won't be such a bad idea.
No, but it's been that way. I've always made like this soulful, you know, sound and stuff, but no, it has nothing to do with that. I wouldn't want to go that route, because so, then I'll be old.
Then you'll be old. I'll just say, no, it's giving you like, I know, we're old now.
Yeah, because Father Abraham had many sons. I don't even have a child. So it's like, it wouldn't really fit me now. Like, it wouldn't suit anything I'm doing now.
No, I get you, man. So, like, when everyone is looking and when the name AB Crazy comes up in a conversation, one word is like talented, yeah, musician, rapper, singer, songwriter. But when you look back to who you were, yeah, how was it like growing up, like with all this talent? Were people around you supportive of your talent?
Yes. I mean, I'm from, you know, like my mother, like she sings as well. You know, she sings in church, but not professionally. It's just like church and stuff. My brother makes music. He's a journalist. He's like, the entertainment started from home. So like, even when I remember when I dropped, like before even Man of the Moment, I was on Chisnes, you know. So my mom could like, I was in Mpumalanga at that time. So I would like fly from Kruger International to Joburg. So like at that time, I felt like I was already like a star. I felt like a star even before being on TV, like on a regular, you know. So, like, yeah, I must say my family has been, you know, supportive, you know, of my career, you know.
And also mentioning, like how you've started from a young age as well, having the support, yeah, of your family. But I'm just going to assume that with the talent that you have as a musician, as a singer as well, you probably have used the talent to your advantage. Now, have you ever used your singing abilities or your writing abilities to serenade a potential lover?
No, of course. I've been on many dates that came, you know, from a performance that I did, or I sang at some event, or, you know, so yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like it has actually worked for me. Like I have taken advantage of that, because some, you know, sometimes people like you, for who you are, but some people just like you because you sing what they like, you know. So yeah, I have taken advantage of that. It has worked for me.
Man, love to hear that. And
yeah,
and since you're a self-taught producer as well, Who are some people that you have produced for that to this day, when you tell people like, I'm behind the production on this song, it is kind of a shocker that you were behind the production.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did Tear Gas on the Wafa Wafa album. I think that was even like 2009. I was still young at that time. There's a song called Come Too Far that I did for them. I produced that. And Kulichana's Tando Sam. There's a song called Tando Sam on the Chana, Motswako Originator album.
Yeah.
I did that song. That's a song that a lot of people don't know. I don't know if you know Mnatba Wena. Kulichana. I did that. I produced that. And there was Sybil Knight. Like, I remember on Channel O, they had like All Africa, like hip hop, All Africa something, like Channel O, All Africa, you know, then where they picked like the best MC. So I actually produced the theme song for that. Sybil Knight from Botswana won that that year as the best MC in Africa. So I got to produce that song, you know. And I did all these like songs when I was still at home. I was still in Kraskop in Mpumalanga. So so it was just crazy as a young man. Yeah.
Yeah, I think from all of this, what I can take is talent. It's talent. If it's there, it's there. No matter where you're working from,
exactly.
No matter what you're doing,
it's
just there, and it's showing through you. I mean, your catalog on its own is just amazing, man. Like from way back when. I mean, I got introduced to you when you were still with Cash Time, and you left. I think it was around the early 2012, right?
Oh yes, yes. And yes, I left. Yeah.
Looking back now, do you think you've made the right decision in your growth as an artist, or is there a part of you that would like to one day maybe have a reunion with the team?
No, not really. I don't regret anything. I feel like I actually made the right decision, because imagine if we were a group at that time. Right now, me, like AD Crazy, Smashes, Kid X wouldn't be around in or anywhere in the music industry. Because that's what I've seen with a lot of groups. I mean, name any group that you know from 2012 that's still hot now. You get what I'm saying? That's still pushing. That's still on radio. That's still doing the charts. You know, so it was actually a great move for me, although they didn't see it or they couldn't see it at the time. You know, but now everyone, I'm sure everyone is like, yo, this was actually a great move, because now it just made me like break out of that whole group thing. Then I started going on my solo thing again, you know, and it made Kid X also think about that also, like, hey man, maybe I just need to be Kid X. It made Zynga also think, maybe I just need to be Zynga. And that's how, because the group thing came at the right time, you know, KO and them gave us a platform. They took us somewhere. And then now I got to like Galawa Jazmi as a solo act and till now. You know, so it was actually a great move. I don't regret it. At some point, I think 5 years ago, I thought maybe I should have stayed. But no, now I see that, no, it was actually a good thing I left, you know, not just for me, but for everyone else. Yeah.
Yeah. Still, though, was there any bad blood? I mean, like, obviously, when a group splits, there's always rumors of the guys are fighting or this is happening.
Yes,
there any bad blood when you guys split? Like, how was the situation?
Oh, yes, there was.
Yeah.
When I left Cash Time, obviously there was bad blood, but the bad blood was just between me and KO. But it wasn't really like bad blood. It was just because the last conversation I had with KO was like, we had like, I think an hour like phone call where he was just yelling like, why are you doing this? And, you know, and stuff, you know. And but I managed to, you know, like convince him, you know, like, yo, I really need to do this. And I think it would be great for everyone else. Why don't I just stick with Cash Time, but drop my own solo project. And then Kid X can come in if he's not ready. And then Zynga can come in. Let's do it like Young Money, Cash Money. You know how they did it. Like, you know, Drake came in.
I know, as long as you're good now. You'd think the bad blood was, well, with KO was because he was like looking at you sort of from a mentor's angle. And he was like, no, why are you leaving? He didn't see the bigger plan that you had.
Yeah, I just feel like he really had like bigger plans, or he felt that I was like a major key like to the whole Cash Time, you know, thing.
Yeah.
So when I decided to leave, Yeah, it's sort of, but I understand like why he felt like that. So there was no really like bad blood. He was just disappointed. But also it was just, I left because of, you know, like people's, you know, attitude and, you know, like everyone felt like they were superstars, you know. So I couldn't, you know, like deal with that. You know, I had smashes calling me, asking me for stuff that I thought KO was supposed to be the one calling me to ask me for such things. And I didn't understand why, because Kid X never like would ask me for such things, like personal stuff, like when we going on like for like gigs and stuff, like, yo, send me, let's say we're flying to Durban, he'd be like, send me your account, or send me your ID and all that stuff. And I'll be like, but who made you the leader? You know,
Exactly. So
so
it's
it
like he's
was,
the
you
Beyonce
know, so
now.
yes, but he, but that's what he said also. He even said it online that he felt he was the Beyonce of the group. And I was like, hey dude, you're light skinned, you're a pretty boy, maybe you are the Beyonce, but it's cool, you know. So I didn't really want to deal with that because I felt like we were like, you know, that brotherhood thing. So these are some of the things that I felt like KO just didn't know about, you know. So yeah, he was just disappointed because he really liked me. He really, you know, felt we were gonna do best and stuff. But I had my own issues. I had my own, you know, like management as well. And they also didn't like how certain things were handled and all that stuff. So I had to choose between my management and the group. And I chose my management because they believed in me even before, you know,
No, that's
everything else.
before everything else, and they've been with you since. You know, I get that. And like, you've been in the media industry for a long time now. You've had experiences, and you've had times where you experience all kind of loves. I'm just thinking now that there was a time also that when you came in, when it was cash time, and even when you went solo, you've experienced fans of all kinds. But what I want to find out now is, throughout all the years, I mean, you've been like doing this for more than decades now. What's the wildest DM you've ever gotten?
Hey, I don't know if I should say this on radio. Like, I can't say
I
that.
need to hear it. We need to hear it.
Hey, man, like, I think, I don't know how to put this, but like, I think there was a gig I was doing, I was booked at, and this girl like DM'd me, and she was like, when you come, I just want to help. Like, that's how she put it. I don't know what she meant by that, but she just said, when you come, I just want to have one night with you. And that's all she said. I think that's the like the wildest DM I've ever like, you know, but there's other wild, you know, like stuff that I don't think it's appropriate for radio, but that's like close.
It's like it goes there, it
Like
goes
she just
there.
said, yeah, when you get here, like, yeah, like, you know, I just want to have one night and that's it. Yeah, that's all she said. Like, when you get here, I just want to have one night. I was like, hey, I don't know. But I never really met up with her. I didn't see her. I just performed and left.
She was not asking for much. She was just asking for one night. It's like, you know what? I know there's probably not a future here, but that's all I'm asking for, just one night. Hey, I know.
Yeah, because she
You
probably,
guys
because
see
I mean,
things.
this was like on Facebook. Like, so I saw like she has like a, she had like a boyfriend and, you know, and all that stuff. So it was just, she was really just like about that, like just one night and that's it. So I got the picture, but yeah, I just never really stayed. I just performed and left.
And left. So obviously, like even now we're talking about it. When we started, you're like, okay, Abraham, Father Abraham had like many kids. You don't have a kid, and no matter how much someone does digging, there's not much mention about your personal life. Do you like to keep it all private, or people just don't ask?
No, I think people only ask when you give them something to ask about, you know. So I just never really put out such things like out there, like, oh, I just bought a car, or I just bought a, or I have a new girlfriend now, or I'm going out, or check what I'm eating, or like I've just kept certain things, you know, like even about even my family, you know, private, you know. So I don't really wanna, because I make music and I feel like that's all people should know about. Like, because whether they know who my father is or my mother or my family wouldn't really change anything in like when we go through things, you know, as a family, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see supporters or fans coming like, oh, do you guys need like groceries this month? We, you know,
I so get you.
That's like, you know, like I, you know, we sort that out as, you know, a family. So it's like I make music and that's it. I know doctors, lawyers, cops, and, you know, all other, you know, professionals in different professions, and they don't talk about their personal lives and they, but we just know that that guy is a surgeon. We don't need to know who his wife is. We don't need to know where he lives. We don't need to know much about or anything. So if you don't give people anything to ask about, like if I didn't tell you my about my second name, you wouldn't really be talking about it.
About kids and stuff. Yeah, but do you think it's a fair comparison to compare like music, which is like in the entertainment industry, which is where everyone somehow feel a little bit entitled to what happens in your life, to maybe say a doctor who you just see once in a while? Because you being in music, obviously, it means you're in the public eye. It means you, people want to know more about you. I mean, obviously, like right now, as part of us having this conversation, is to say, let me just dive deeper to hear about this guy, because we've had singles from this guy, we've had songs from this guy, we've been singing along to his music. But who is he really? You know, don't you feel it's an unfair comparison? Like some would say, you being in this industry sort of, in a way, takes away a certain element of your life to say, ah, no, man, now omotwaba, you're for the people.
Yeah, but it's also unfair to me, because now, like, I'm giving you, like, the music, but, like, I feel like if I'm gonna, you know, talk about, like, I can't now talk about my mom and say, this is my mom. I see other like other people posting their mothers online on Instagram and stuff. But for me, I always felt like I don't want to put people on, like, you know, unless I'm given that permission to, you know, to post and stuff, you know, if they're cool with it and it's cool. But I don't want my mom to go to the shops one day, buy stuff, and the car declines. And just because that's a crazy mom, it becomes a big deal. Now she can't live her life because now she has to also be, you know, somebody's mom.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a problem for me. I don't want my family to feel like now they also need to put up a front everywhere they go because they are so-and-so's,
you
know, brother or family.
You. Yeah.
Or like that association, you know. So when they buy their stuff, they should just buy their stuff. When they do stuff, they should just do stuff. And it's better when people don't even know. But when people know everything about you, like, I think if people enjoy your music, then they should just like your music. If you're going to tell me, no, but I need to know more about you, then it means you don't really like my songs. Now you need something else to like about
me.
You know?
So
for me, it's like, yo, this is my life. I chose, unless my mom says, yeah, now I need to be on TV, I need to be known, post me every day, then I can say, oh, okay, cool. So when things hit the fan, you deal with it, you know.
No.
But I wouldn't want to put my family under, you know, such pressure.
So now, obviously, like, even the wildest DM you got, you mentioned this part also, about how it's like a lady was like shelling you. Well, clean version of it is to say she was shelling you. But to those ladies who are now
straight to the point.
To those ladies who are now crushing on AB Crazy and would like to know what's his relationship status, what is his relationship status? And we're not looking for PR answers.
Yeah, but like anything would sound like a PR answer since everyone is getting married, people are getting engaged to so and so, you know, the so and so is dating. No, but like, I think it's safe for me to say that I'm single now, like, because based on no promises made to anybody, you know, and that person would know that, but it never got to that point where now we, you know, like, you know, like, what are we? You know, we know what we're doing, but like, we just, no future, you know, plans. I guess we still trying to figure out,
so,
you know, where we're going with this. Yeah. So for now, no, I'm single and it's great. Yeah.
So you're single as a single, like the one that we have at home at first, or single as a person, but we're still trying to navigate the waters?
No, we're navigating the waters. We're testing the waters here and there. We're trying to, I mean, how else would I find out who my soulmate is if I don't really take a bite here and there, you know? So that's what I'm saying.
I get you,
But for now, I am single until I take a bite and I'm like, no, let me stick to this orange. I'm good with this apple. I'm yeah. Then yeah, it's a different story. But for now, yeah, obviously I have to test the waters. I mean, that's the only way to find out. Yeah. But for now, yeah, no, I'm single, yeah.
Single, single. So, yeah, no, okay.
Yeah.
I brought you in here to actually just talk music, but I see there's more
Yeah, I
layers.
see we've
There's
been
more
talking about
layers.
yeah.
There's more layers. Many
Yeah.
people would like to actually like call it a comeback, like people who haven't been following your work and seeing that over the years you still have been
Yes.
consistent in putting out work, you still have been consistent in producing. What would you like
Yeah.
to say to those people? Because like you find people who are like, oh okay, oh he's back. These people are just people who just discovered Hurricane, the one you feature Cesar Alekhine on, and
Yeah.
then now they hear Joy and they're like,
Yeah.
yo, he's making a comeback, but they don't know that you actually have been putting in the work.
Yes. I think for me, I don't look at it like I've been there, I've been around, you know, because that would mean I'm a legend now. I should probably just stop, you know. So I like feeling like I'm a new artist. I like it when I meet people who haven't heard of me, you know, because it's a journey, this thing. It's a life that you choose to live. Like, I just want to live this kind of like in entertainment, you're making music and stuff. And what really keeps you going is every time you do something new and you introduce to new people, like, oh, and then this person now talks about you as a new artist. I mean, there are even kids now that had no idea who I was. I mean, they were so, like, they were young at, you know, during the cast time days, you know, so they're only finding out about me now, you know, and that's cool because that just means, oh, I can add more years now in my career. If I have, I mean, I'm on Capricorn FM and you know, we're talking about my new song. That just means, wow, even new artists don't get such, you know, like, I mean, they do, but like, it doesn't come all the time. It's not that easy. It's like an honor. It's, you know, I feel blessed. So for me, it's like I'm adding on to this journey. It's like it just keeps on, you know, because in my catalog as well. You know, that's what it's about. I just want to have a catalog. So even on my deathbed, I can say, yo, I came into this life and I did things,
And you
you
did
know?
this, yeah.
So yeah, that's what's important to me.
So your song, Hurricane, was also on the chart a couple of months back, and I have to say it really was my favorite. And I obviously still listen to it, I sing along to it, and it sounded like it was kind of a personal message. You were trying to say something in the song. Am I right?
No, when I say Silon anymore.
Silondimi moya. They say never meet your
No,
idol.
but
Come on, man. This is just straight up
I
saying
never meet
things.
your idols. And
Yes.
no, but like it had, I know what you're thinking about, but no, that was no subliminal. It was just a line like, hey, man, you know, sometimes things don't go like the way you know, like, or that line, never meet your idols. It just, that actually came from a line by, it was from, there was a song called I When Idols Become Your Rivals by Rick Ross. It was a deep song, you know, so I was inspired by that. Like when he met his people, he was like, I thought you guys were like this, but now you know. So for me, it was like when you meet your idols and your idols now become your rivals, you know. So I could relate to that because there are other people in the industry. Trust me, I know who you're thinking about, but it's not even that. I've met even other people that I like, even to name drop, like I'll name drop. I met you know, Booger Two Shoes, Kabelo, you know. And when we did Jova, we were shooting, it was live, amp with Mini Dlamini, and I just we're about to perform Jova with Flabba. Flabba had just passed on, so it was just me, Casper, and Fat Cook and Mahuta. So I went to him to say, there's a line where I say, Zonke. That's the line from his Zonke track. So I went to him and I was like, yo, bro, I can't believe like you're here, I'm here. I've been a big fan and I did this song. And he just brushed me off. Like he literally just walked away, you know, while I was talking. And that was embarrassing, you know. So lines like that come from that. Like, you know, sometimes you look up to people and they act in a certain way and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Maybe he was also going through things. You know, people go through things and they act somehow. But that was really like, it hurt me. I even went to Mahuta and told him, okay, man, this guy.
What he just did.
It hurt me like really bad. Like, cause he was one of my favorite. I mean, I'm hip hop and he was Kwaito, but I just felt like he was hip hop, like the way he, like his flow. Everything, you know, I felt like he did quite because he just had to do it, but he was really like, everybody knows like Booger Two Shoes, that's hip hop. So when I saw him, I saw an idol, like, you know, so it's not really about other hip hop cats like KO and other stuff. We're not really beefing with hip hop cats. Trust me, the people we beef with is lawyers involved, it's bigger guys, even behind the scenes. It's not really like other artists. You know, but if I had to drop like one name, I would say Booger Two Shoes. Yeah, like I really looked up to him. I went to him, tried to speak to him, and he just brushed me off. Maybe he doesn't like people using his lines for stuff. So, I don't know, but yeah.
But now that you guys, well, you are probably on the same level. Do you think like there's like some sort of respect that you've earned, or is still the same?
Yeah, no, straight up. I think at that time, maybe he looked at me as like a fluke, like you just got lucky with Jova. Maybe that's all you can like do. But then after that, there was like Kisses that I did, like all the other songs that I, even now as we speak, I mean, like Joy is doing well. You know, it's been years after that. That was like 2015.
No, so there's also this one line, because we're still talking about Hurricane, right? There's this one line. No chance. Yes. I've been sleeping with the lights on. Yeah. Nighttime, I'll be strangling the python.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No chance. Like I'm taking no chances. I'm sleeping with the lights on. Okay, that means I want to see demons, because we all know demons come, you know, at night and stuff. So when it's dark, that's when they pounce on you. You know, nighttime, I'll be strangling the python. It's just that, you know, the snake, I know some people may have like different beliefs, but like for me growing up, the snake has always been like associated with demonic things and all that. So when I'm talking about like strangling the python is actually talking about demons, like I'm fighting with, you know, demons at night, you know. So when I say I'm taking no chance sleeping with the lights on, because at night, I'll be strangling the python. So yeah, it just means, so the snake just represents demons, you know?
Yeah. If
so, like that was, I just had to, yeah, I think someone once, I know what you're talking about. Someone was like, hey, dude, do you know that? I was like, hey, dude, I don't know what's going on in your head or in your mind, but, I know, it's not my fault that there's some things that you think about, but like, yeah, like you could make it whatever you know, depending on, you know, what's going on. But for me, it was just about demons and demonic things, you know, like witchcraft and stuff. So I think the best like line to use for me was like the snake to represent demons, you know, because lights on, I had to rhyme with the lights on, and python was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, python, the snake, let's get it. You know? So for other people, it means, hey, man. So, yeah, because now the song would mean something else, because I can't be talking about Silonemi more and then other things. You know? So No, I meant demons. Like, it was the snake part is there, because I could have just said, nighttime, I'm strangling the snake, and people could have said, oh, dude, the snake, what do you mean?
No, you know, but still, I think it would have still like, went that way. It's just like, that's the beauty of music, actually. Like, when you hear, you try to put yourself in the songwriter's shoes, but you obviously have your own interpretation of what is being said. Like, you could be having it in like a gospel kind of theme, like you're saying, and then someone would be like thinking about it in a different way, or okay, this is like I'm interpreting it this way, and it would still work for them in that way. And I think that's just the beauty of music. Yeah. That's what I love about music. Yeah. But I'm just glad that I was one of the good people who took it in the gospel-y kind of way, so I didn't think of other things like you're saying.
No, because other people need cleansing. If they thought something else, they need cleansing. Because I didn't think about it that way, like when I wrote it, like I wasn't even there. Like, it only like later on when like when the song dropped and then people are like, yo, there's this guy, like, hey, what do you mean? I was like, oh, damn, so other people think, oh, okay, cool, that's their interpretation, it's okay, you know what I mean? They need cleansing, yeah.
So you actually have a new song out now that you're pushing. It's called Joy alongside Nhlonipho. Tell me about the song. Yes. How did it come about? What does it mean for you?
Joy, you know, it sounds very like Afrobeat and gospel. So when I got the beat, I received the beat. I recorded it that night. Like I didn't like Lebza from, you know, Josie FM, Josie Entertainment, sorry. And he sent me the beat and he was just like, hey man, can you do something here? Cause Thandazo Gaja is also on the song, you know? And I was like, okay, cool. Let me record something. And I did it that day. And when I sent it back to him, I just did the hook and he was just blown away. And he ended up saying, cause I think it was supposed to be Thandazo featuring AB Crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And then he was like, no, why don't you just like make it your own? Like just finish the track, then we'll decide what we do with it. And then I finished the track, and then it was like, yo, dude, like I think this is like hard. And I was like, you think so? Do you think it will work for radio? You think it? And it was like, yo, man, I've been, you know, Lebza, Josie Entertainment, he's been out there like doing stuff. So I took his word for it, and he was like, yo, let's go with it. And it's produced by Nhlonipho, you know, so. Nhlonipho is one of the best producers out there right now, you know, and also on the vocals, you can hear like where I sing, there's like some, like the Venek part, there's some parts where like he comes in the background, you know. So like we did it together and like we just laced everything together. And yeah, because I did the hook by myself. And then we got together in Joburg, like we got together, and that's when we recorded the whole entire song. Now with Nhlonipho, the producer, now everybody like was there. So yeah, so the reason why it features Nhlonipho is because he produced it, and also there are certain parts of the song where he comes in and he wrote. Actually, he wrote certain parts because I would sing certain things, but I wouldn't sing them properly, and he'd be like, "No, let's sing it this way. Let's do it this way." So yeah. Yeah, so he deserves all the credit, yeah.
Nice. So what does this song mean to you, and what message are you trying to put out there to whoever's going to be listening to Joy, or who's listening to Joy and vibing to it?
Joy is you know, I'm just, you know, just looking at everything that has happened. People go through things, man. Like even for artists, Corona hit and life had to change. We had to downgrade from whatever, you know. So
yeah.
I'm just looking at, it's like a prayer, like, yo, I want this stuff. And I'm actually talking to the higher power, God, like whatever you want to call it, like that energy, that my ancestors, you know, you give me life, you the air I breathe, you my oxygen, so you keep me alive. So I'm here because of you. So everything I can receive or I can get is probably through you. So I'm asking for more, like, give me the money, give me more life so I can enjoy myself and travel the world, you know, give me women, give me, you know, like, just give me everything there is to gain out of this world, you know. So it's a prayer, you know. So I was just looking at what was happening, you know, during Corona and what everyone was going through. And I was like, yo, this is a prayer. Like, this is what I want for myself, for my life. And I just want to be happy, and joy just made sense to me. So joy means that, like, just give me everything. Just give me everything there is to gain out of this world, you know. So, but happiness is, yeah, most important.
So, like, you've mentioned that, obviously, we all know, like, musicians, entertainers, everyone as a whole, like, the past 2 years have been, like, rather crazy, ridiculous. And I think the one thing right now that we're most grateful for is that, okay, yeah, we're here, we're alive, that's it. But
exactly,
are you in a place now where you can say you have that joy?
Yeah, I mean, like, for life, the way I see it, like, you know, today is joyful, tomorrow you're disappointed about something else, and then the next day you're joyful. But I just learned to be more present, you know. Like, if I'm happy right now, let me just be here where I am, totally, fully, and enjoy whatever it is that I'm doing with whoever is around me. And then I'll deal with whatever I have to deal with tomorrow, you know, so I don't want anything to steal my joy. Like nowadays I get frustrated when I'm not happy, like when I can't find happiness in like where I am.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, it's like, it's not a joy, it's not a destination. I'm not trying to reach it, but I'm trying to be it. So whatever I do, I could be playing with a dog outside. If that's joy for me, if that means happiness, then that's it. I could be taking a walk somewhere, looking at the sky. If that's what makes me happy, that's joy.
That's
so
joy.
Presence and just being here fully. My body can't be here and my mind is somewhere else. Then that's depression, you know? So
yeah.
I need to be where I am fully, totally. And if I'm happy with what's happening right now, and if it's good for me, then that's it. That's my joy. You know, it's not a destination. It's nothing that you buy or attain or whatever. It's just a feeling, you know, whatever you get to do. And if that's what makes you happy, that's joy.
Yeah.
That's happiness. Yeah.
So there's another line or two lines here that I'd like us to break down. If it was just like writing, if it has a deeper meaning, maybe you can tell me. I know I lost my way. I lost my mind. Stay with me. Let me testify. Does this have a deeper meaning? Like, was there a position in your life where you felt like you lost your way, you lost your mind, and you needed the higher power to come, stay with you, and guide you so that you can come back and give a testimony to that time?
Oh, yes. No, definitely. That line means, okay, let me just go back. I know I lost my mind. Okay, stay with me. Okay. What I mean is like, you know, there are things that you learn as you go along in life. I've read things, I've understood things. And that's based on meditation that, like I just mentioned earlier on, like if my body is here, but my mind is somewhere else, that's meditation on its own, just knowing that there's a difference between my brain and myself, you know? So when I say I lost my mind, it means I was not able to differentiate between who I am, me, and a brain, like my intelligence. I basically allowed external influences to come in and dictate how I move, how I think, and how I, you know, do things. Like spiritually, you know, like it just means I lost touch with God, you know, so I need him to come back to me so we can be close again and be one again, because there are certain things that I did when we were once close. Certain things happened in a certain way. So maybe I lost touch when things started not like happening the way I wanted them to happen. So I'm just saying, I know I lost my way. I lost my mind. Stay with me. You know, it means God was far and I was somewhere else. So now we need to come close again. So it's just a spiritual thing. I read a lot of books and all that stuff. But yeah, it's basically on mind work and stuff. Yeah.
So are you like more spiritually aligned now, would you say? Like has your relationship with God improved from, I don't know, from when you had the feeling that you've lost him and lost your way? How are you now? Do you think your relationship with him is better, or it's still a working progress?
No, the thing is, it's I've never really lost them. I don't think I've lost God. I've never lost God or touch with him, or we'll say him. But like, it's just that sometimes when life happens too fast, you get to forget how you actually started. Like I said, like when I was, you know, back in Krasco, before I even got to Joburg, I used to think in a certain way, do things in a certain way, you know, because at that point I felt like I needed God to make things happen for me, you know. So now you get to Joburg, now you meet all these people that you used to even like dream about, and just, you know, and you, life happens, like it's just, everything is just fast. So you get to that point where you're like, oh, I got to that point where I was like, no, I need to go back to how I was thinking before everything else, you know? So that's what the song means. Like, I know I lost my way, lost my mind. It's not really that as hectic as it sounds in the song, but like it just means I need to go back to how I was thinking, how I was doing things, you know, so that I can make things happen again.
Yeah. So looking at, well, your latest two singles, we look at Hurricane, we're looking at Joy. They are more giving of a gospel feel. Is this like the direction you're set on going? Like, you're not going to be like all of those? Because, you know, with hip hop, we know it's about popping bottles.
Yeah.
You have a song called Popping Bottles as well. But it's about popping bottles, it's about girls, it's about big booties and all that. But with you now, it's kind of different. Is this the direction that you're going on? Like, okay, I'm going to make music. It's going to be hip hop. It's going to be soulful here.
Yeah.
But there has to be a clear, concise message in the music that I put out. Yeah. Is this like the direction you're going on now?
Not really. No, it's not really like a direction. I didn't really sit down and like, this is the kind of music I want to make. It's just like when you get a beat and it sounds and it just takes you somewhere and it makes you think of other things. Then you I'm gonna write according to what the beat says.
Yeah.
You know, like if you give me a Renza Naira beat, obviously I'm thinking, oh, it's pumping, you know, the kick is thumping. It's clubs. So I'm gonna talk about clubs. So because I don't wanna box myself or be how can I put this? I just wanna be level-headed, open-minded to anything. I don't really wanna say I am this type of person or I sing like this or I only rap like, because music changes,
yeah,
you know, so all the time. So you need to move with the times, you know. So if you like just doing hip hop but you can sing, and now they're saying for you to have a hit these days you probably have to sing, you know, then I'm gonna do it. So it's just, yeah, it's about the beat really. It's not I didn't really consciously, you know, like decide that now I'm going about the industry this way. No, it's, I get a beat and I get the feel and I do what I think the beat, what would suit the beat in terms of like vocals. Yeah. So I can still do Popping Bottles now. And sometimes it's just about where you are in life at a certain time, like what inspires you, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I don't really choose, like, I'm going to sing about this. No, like I listen to the beat, I'm like, this sounds more gospel. Then I'm going to go the gospel route, you know?
So also, like now you're talking about how, well, as a musician, as someone who can also sing, you can literally hop on any beat and do anything and go in any direction. And
yes.
One thing that I think we've noticed through the past 2-3 years is that we've seen a lot of hip hop artists migrating to Amapiano because Amapiano is like the hottest thing right now. And we've had people coming through and saying hip hop is dying. We've had people saying Amapiano won't last for long. So what do you have to say on this? Like you've had your like even Cizo Alakain was featured on Hurricane.
Yeah.
It took me a while to actually figure out that's Reason who switched to a different name because he wanted to show his versatility to say, oh, I can actually hop on this song, I can hop on this one, I can hop on this. Like, would you actually also consider doing something in the lines of Amapiano and people who keep saying hip hop is dying? What do you have to say to that?
No, look, I mean, we have to accept that when Kwaito was hot, hip hop was somewhere there in the background, you know? And house music was hot, I'm just not sure if what came first, but when house music was hot, someone was saying, oh, Kwaito is there in the background waiting for its turn. So when Kwaito was hot or house, I don't know which one came first, it's like, oh, hip hop is there in the background. So when hip hop became hot, you know, there was something still brewing, you know, behind that was still coming, and that just happened to be hot. So we need to accept that now something else is hot, and which is Amapiano. Amapiano is what's hot right now, and we just need to accept it that hip hop has had its turn. So if you fell off or died within the hip hop in the hip hop era, that's your own issue. It has nothing to do with the genre, you know. So now Amapiano is hot. I mean, at that time, we had house people doing hip-hop because hip-hop was hot. We had Kwaito musicians featuring a hip hop artist because hip hop was hot. So right now, hip hop should do the same thing, like feature piano cats, you know, also. And then we just grow. At the end of the day, it's just music. Something else will come by and it will be like, oh, I'm a piano was hot. And now there's someone else and something else. So it's just going to keep growing. So for me, I've been in the game like for like I've seen like, these things keep like changing and changing. So now I know that, OK, so whatever comes, I'll just be with it, you know, because I chose this life. I chose to be in the entertainment, whatever. So, yeah, so whatever. I don't think hip hop is dying. Hip hop will never die. It's a passion that I've had, you know, like it's my passion. And we've had our chance also where we were on the like when we were like on the at the top, so to speak, lack of a better word. But like we need to give Amapiano a chance. And you can't sit back and say, okay, since it's Piano that's at the top right now, now you need to go back. You need to chill. No, you don't have to chill. Do Piano as well. Feature. No one would ever say if Sizo Alakhine decides to just go back to just doing hip hop, no one's gonna stop him. Yeah. And if he makes a hit, it'll be a hit, you know, and people will love it. And if it's good, radio will also love it, you know, and it's just, we just keep continuing because this is music. It has nothing to do with you used to be hip hop. Now you did this. And no, if you make a hit, I mean, Casper has done this so many times. He'll drop a piano track that's hot and radio would jump, you know, he'd do hip hop and radio would play it or people would love it. So, I mean, that just shows that you can actually do anything. We don't have to look at it like, no, this is hip hop, this is piano, this is, but we can just work together and see what we can do with it, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense because so, there, yeah. there is actually a lot of power in collaboration, working together across all genres. I mean, after all, we are all South Africans. We're all trying to better ourselves, like to get somewhere and get our art out there and recognized. With that in mind, who's the one artist who's still on your bucket list? It can be either locally or internationally that you say, I would love to work with this person.
Sure. Your things have just been happening fast and others and I'll still until I work with that person, then I'll have someone else. I liked Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like for me, he's like the closest thing to Kanye West. So I've been inspired by Kanye West ever since, you know. So the closest thing to Kanye West is Chance the Rapper now. I feel like Kanye is like a bit too caught up in his, like, you know, obviously he's older now, like he's almost 50. So he's like, he's dealing with family stuff and, you know, so
there's a lot going on.
His music doesn't inspire me. Yeah, there's a lot going on. So his music doesn't like inspire me like as it used to. So the closest thing to Kanye West right now, or the closest artist is Chance the Rapper right now. So yeah, I would love to have a song with one of those soulful songs with Chance the Rapper. Yeah.
Oh, nice. And locally, is there anyone who comes to mind? I mean, already your catalog for locally is a lot, but there should be at least someone.
Yeah. You know, locally, I don't know. Like, I haven't really thought of someone that I feel like, okay, if I can make this a song with, okay, Tseho.
Or Pink Panther.
Tseho. Yeah, the Pink Panther, like Tseho is great. I think like, oh man, Tseho. I got it, it's Tseho, I would love to make a song with him. Like, I think actually we can actually make it happen. Like, Tseho,
That
I think he's talented.
That I would love to see happen because I'm just thinking he also sings and raps as well. You sing and rap as well.
Yes.
It's going to be a maza. Like that I would like to see happen. Listen, I have first dibs when the song actually happens. So we must get an exclusive of it. No, I'm saying we must get an exclusive of the song if it happens because we started talking about it here first.
Oh yeah, no, so definitely. Dude, we've been talking for like an hour now.
I'm seeing it now as well. I'm like,
you deserve an exclusive. Yeah.
So like with just a few months left for the year 2022, what more can people expect from AB Crazy?
Oh yeah, there's a new track called One Day. It's by myself featuring Thanda Zogatia and Russell Zuma. It's a nice, lovely, you know, love song. Look out for that. And yeah, just more music. I mean, it's Josie Entertainment now. You know, we're just, you know, trying to like just make things happen. And like, we're still on the journey. Like the Teho feature we just spoke about now, like I need to make that happen. And yeah, yes, there's just a whole lot of, you know, stuff that's still coming, but we're just going to keep dropping more music. And yeah, we're just going to keep going. And thank you so much for this platform. It's you guys that actually keep us, you know, alive, keep us going. So big shout out to you and shout out to the good folks of Capricorn FM.
Shout out, man. As we close, is there anything you'd like to say to your fans from Limpopo's Hottest Frequency?
Hey, I just want to say, I mean, I've been around, and like for those who are still with ABKZ now, like, and those who are just introduced to ABKZ, I can only say thank you so much for like just lending me an ear. Thank you so much to all the, you know, events organizers. You know, thank you so much to everybody who's ever DM'd, sent a text in all my career. And I'll be seeing you guys real soon. I hope to actually chill and enjoy and just have fun with everybody. Thank you so much for supporting ABKZ. And thank you once again, Capricorn FM, for always supporting ABKZ. Ever since I started, Capricorn FM has always been part of my career. So thank you so much for that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.